brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. On this day, the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, and in the power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, O Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, O Lord.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, Lord.
To prosper the preaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
To draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
To turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
All who so desire may come forward. Thus says the Lord, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage.
You shall have no other gods.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from the book of the prophet Joel, the second chapter. Yet, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love.
According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight,
so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment.
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity,
and in sin did thy mother deceive me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being,
and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness.
Let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins,
and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence,
and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation,
and uphold me with a willing spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways,
and sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation.
And my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it.
You will not be pleased with a burnt offering.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Do good to Zion in your good pleasure.
Build up the walls of Jerusalem.
Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings.
Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, the 5th and 6th chapters. Brothers, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live. As punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. Return to the Lord your God.
For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward
from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is today's Psalm, Psalm 51 of David, which we read responsively earlier. Please be seated. If you were to write something about yourself that you knew other people would read and remember, what would you want it to say? Or if someone else were to write about you, what do you hope that they would write? I suppose, in a sense, I'm asking about what you want on your obituary or your gravestone, a final statement about a person's life. That seems a bit morbid, perhaps, but not so far off the mark on a day when we smear our foreheads with ash and hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Because the fact is that unless the Lord returns in glory first, none of us will make it out of here alive. Now, we don't have King David's obituary or gravestone, but we do have a record of his life, including the heading to Psalm 51, the penitential psalm for Ash Wednesday. We didn't read this part of the psalm, but it's there in the Bible if you open to Psalm 51. The heading says, "To the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba." Think about that. Every time that someone opens the Bible to read this psalm, they see these words. It's not a record of David's many victories, like when he killed Goliath. It's not a statement about how David was a man after God's own heart or the founder of a royal house and dynasty. It's not a promise that the Messiah will come from David's line. No, in the heading of Psalm 51, what we get is a memorial of David's worst moments, of an episode that would hang like a sword over his head, bringing woe and sorrow. David, or whoever edited his Psalms, puts in the written record a note about his sin. Or I should say, a note about his many sins. You may know the story. It started when David was on the roof of his palace, and looking out, he saw his neighbor Bathsheba bathing. What followed was a train wreck of sin and sorrow. Adultery, an illegitimate child that died in infancy, staying home while the army went to war, lies and deceit, culminating in the end in the murder of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. And no one knew. No one, that is, except the Lord. And what did the Lord think about it? We're told that what David had done displeased the Lord. So that's what we have in Psalm 51, a psalm that airs David's dirty laundry and failure for all to see over and over and over again. It's a reminder that repentance isn't just a single moment, but when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he wanted the entire life to be one of repentance. Our entire life, not just on Ash Wednesday, not just in the season of Lent, but 24/7, 365, and an extra day every leap year as well. By daily contrition and sorrow, the old Adam in us is to be drowned together with all sins and evil desires. Now, maybe your dirty laundry has been aired too, and others already know about it. At the very least, those closest to you know your dirty laundry. But maybe it's still hidden from sight. Hidden from the sight of others, but known to the Lord. It's not hidden from him. Whatever the case may be, I know that what I've done is displeasing to him as well. I know that my thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. So like David, I can confess, and it's true, that I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
I agree with what he wrote. And he and I both agree with God. All have sinned and fall short of his glory. When I look at my life and my relationships in the light of God's Ten Commandments, which we spoke together earlier, I begin to see just how far short I've fallen. David fell short. Peter has fallen short. And so have you. Now, that's not what I would want written about me. He fell short of the glory of God. How about that in my obituary? But it's true. That's not what I would choose to write about myself, but there it is. David spoke the truth about himself and each one of us. But more than that, when finally called to the carpet by the prophet Nathan for what he'd done, what did David do with his sin? He didn't boast about it. He didn't justify it. He didn't deny it or hide it. And he certainly didn't wallow in it. No, he lamented and confessed his sin. He turned in repentance. And these are the words we have in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Those words have been on your lips today as well. And it's the only thing to be done with our sin, to lament and to confess and to turn from it. But not to turn back into ourselves. No, as David said, when he confessed his sin, he looked to God, not on the basis of his own life and righteousness, but he said, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. And we hear this as well on Ash Wednesday. We hear this from David, inscribed in this psalm for us to hear and to read and to pray over and over and over again. For we know this about our God. He is faithful and he is just, and he will forgive our sins and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is why the ashes on our foreheads come in the shape of a cross. Because even the death that we deserve is not greater than the abundant mercy and steadfast love of our God. For we know, as St. Paul said, that for our sake God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ had inscribed over his life and over his cross the statement of sin and condemnation as well. He was the one who was accused, wrongly accused, but accused nonetheless of sin so terrible and so horrible. He was the one who was nailed to death on the cross for the sin of the world, because he is the Lamb of God who takes that sin away. Our Lord Jesus Christ bore not his sins, but David's sins and my sins and your sins. And he has taken them away by his cross. This too is written for us in the scriptures. And we read it over and over and over again. For our sake, he became sin, though he knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And this is the righteousness that you have by baptism in Jesus Christ. We do not know what was written in David's obituary or on his tombstone, nor can we find those today. But we know this from what God says in his word, that David's name was written in the book of life because his sins were paid by Christ. And so also yours as well. You have a name written in the book of life. Not written with your sins, but written in Christ's blood, with your forgiveness. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we would turn from our evil ways and live. Turn us again, O God of our salvation, and let your anger cease from us. Spare us from every evil to body and soul. Look graciously on your church and preserve the gospel among us. Renew us in this penitential season to strive against the desires of the flesh, to grow in the joy of your salvation, and to look in love and service toward our neighbors, especially those of the household of faith. Look graciously on the families of our congregation. Defend your holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide. Strengthen parents for their duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, and preserve us all faithful to the end. Look graciously on our nation and its leaders, all civil servants, and those who protect us and work for the common good. Drive away all disease and fear from us. Grant peace, we pray, O Lord. Behold in mercy all who are sick, who suffer, and who rejoice, and be with all expectant mothers, all whose labor is dangerous, the unemployed, those near death, and those who mourn. Give comfort to us who are dust and must return to dust, that a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. Trusting in his mercy, bring us in repentance and faith to your altar to eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, you have given yourself to us in this holy sacrament. Keep us in your faith and favor that we may live in you, even as you live in us. May your body and blood preserve us in the true faith to life everlasting. Hear us for the sake of your name.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.